Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are Teresa Pond and Jamie Mablin here from Cyrano's to talk about a play, Caroline or Change, which opens this weekend. And also we have Nate Benson, who is the director of The Underpants, which is running at ACT. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, all right, I'm going to go around the room and start with Teresa. So tell us what Caroline or Change is about.
Well, that's a loaded question. The playwright Tony Kushner, who's very famous for Angels in America, amongst other work, collaborated with composer Janine Tesori on a musical that kind of reflects a piece of his childhood
and
when he was a boy.
And also was at the Valdez Theater Conference a few times.
He has been. Yeah, yeah. He's an amazing man.
Yes,
and,
he is.
And he looks back at a time after, I think, his mother died and got a stepmom, and he grew up in Louisiana, and it's 1963, and the civil rights movement is just getting started, and he, their family had a black maid who worked in the laundry room, and he was very attached to, and you explore all these people's lives and how they're dealing and struggling with change, you know, that's going on between all of them. It's a powerful, powerful piece, and Caroline is the maid, and it's kind of a eulogy in some ways, an honoring of the people in this time.
There were parts of it presented at Valdez, so I'm
did they?
Familiar.
Okay,
yeah. And Jamie,
yes.
What are you doing here?
That's a good question. I was brought in by Teresa. She did interviews for music director and also for the person to play Caroline, the lead in the show, from New York, which is where I'm living now, although you can probably tell from my accent I'm originally from London. But I came over to musically direct the show, my understanding is that as far as the music side of things go, this is the biggest thing that Cyrano's has done to date. We've got a 9-piece orchestra for the show. Which is incredible that it fits. We still get a set and a cast in there. But it does. And I've got symphony performers in there. I've got a great set of musicians, and a great set of singer actors on stage as well.
Absolutely.
Good. And how about you? Nate?
I'm directing the Underpants at Anchorage Community Theater, and it was a play written by Sternheim in 1910 that Steve Martin has adapted and updated for today's audience. It's extraordinarily funny. It's basically about a woman whose bloomers fall down in the middle of a king's parade and upsets her bureaucratic husband quite a lot. And she becomes sort of famous because these men come and want to rent a room from the husband and her to be close to our lead female, Louise, because they found her so sexy because her bloomers fell down in the middle of the
That
parade.
Happens sometimes.
It does. It does.
So it's kind of like what happens like in the tabloids nowadays.
Right.
Where like there's a wardrobe malfunction and then it becomes this big cause and everything, like even back then. But it sounds like a social spoof.
Right, right.
I mean, obviously, you know.
And,
just
you know,
like
as upset as people were with a certain wardrobe, you know, malfunction, people were quite delighted by our lead's wardrobe malfunction.
Louise.
Yeah.
Well, I can see why.
Yeah.
Who plays Louise?
Louise is played by Renee Daw.
Uh-huh.
She's an actress. She's local. She's from Alaska. She got trained by the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, their LA school, came back. Her talent back here.
Are there actual underpants in the play?
Or there are actual underpants in the play, but it's set in 1910, so they're bloomers. So what you're thinking about underpants, they're actually quite modest looking clothing.
Yeah.
So what we have here is three directors, musical director and two stage directors. And I thought, well, maybe we'd talk a little about how you put together a play with music in it and without, as compared to without music in it. For one thing, the singers have to be rehearsed far in advance of what the
Well, we sure did on this one.
Rehearse.
Yeah, they've done a lot of musicals where you come in the first day and we're all learning the music first off. Mm-hmm. And this show, it's a profoundly important show with a whole lot of messages and a whole lot of things being said. And the music reflects that. I think Jamie would agree.
Very much so.
And so it's more complicated. And so we kind of followed an opera schedule, so to speak. You know, the Anchorage Opera has been a great supporter of this production. And they started learning their music back in February. And working, Janet Carr Campbell, who we love and treasure, worked with everyone before we got up here, so that when we arrived, they had their music down, and they were ready to go into staging, and we were able to polish the music with Jamie. It was actually an unusual situation.
It made my life much easier, because the less exciting part, which is the teaching of the music, was done for me and done fabulously. So by the time I arrived here, I got the fun part. I got the part where I actually got to mold the voices and into the sound that I wanted and set tempos for the songs and work with Teresa on basically putting the whole together from what we had with the parts when I first arrived.
And so, and in directing just a play, you have less problem,
Of course. And I don't have to collaborate with a musical director or a choreographer or anything like that. So basically what I say goes, so that's kind of nice. I end up with a tremendous cast, so that makes my job a lot easier as well. They brought a lot of comedy to this, a lot of physicality to it. I didn't sometimes you got to kind of push actors to give you even a little something. They were going, right to the wall as soon as they got here
at the beginning.
Yeah,
so then you could take away. It's always good to get them to go maximize and then
pull them back a little bit here and there. But otherwise, I can just let them go. So
it's like sculpting from a lump,
right?
That's actually directing. I mean, in a way, you see it, Nate. But you have a lump and you just chisel away and chisel away and carve away, and then it's like you've come down to the figure.
Right.
By the time you finish.
And for those of us who are just joining us, you're listening to Stage Talk here on KSKA. Our guests are Teresa Pond and Jamie Mablin, here talking about Caroline or Change, which is at Cyrano's, and also director Nate Benson talking about The Underpants, which is running at Anchorage Community Theater. So what kind of music is it, Jamie, in this show here? I mean, it's so hard for me to get my mind around it.
Oh, yeah.
A civil
There's
rights
a lot.
Musical that's a memory play has issues in it, and
you've got Black America, Jewish America, everything interwoven.
Yeah, musically it's very much the same thing. It's eclectic. There's so many different styles in it. Janine Tesori, who wrote the music for it, has pulled from so many different styles of music. There's probably a backbone of R&B in there, but we go in. There's Kleitzmer music in it. There's jazz in there. There's classical music in there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff in there that's actually taken little snippets straight from famous classical pieces of music that are thrown in there. There's Christmas carols in there. It pulls everything together from around the era, basically. And it makes it exciting for me because there's no time for me to get bored because the music keeps changing and evolving and it's a very exciting musical from that point of view.
And your background, you're a conductor, a pianist.
Correct, yeah.
And you're also a composer?
Actually, I am, yeah. It's something that I've haven't done for a few years now, but I have a collaborator and I've actually just started working on a new musical with them back in New York.
Oh, how exciting. And Teresa, you used to work at Anchorage Community Theater just like Nate here.
I did. I grew up in it and ran it after my dad for a while, yeah.
Yeah, Bob Pond.
Bob Pond, I know.
Who directed, and now you live in New York.
Now I live in New York, and I'm a freelance director, and I bounce around. And actually, I'm off to go back to the land of Shakespeare. I'm directing Richard III in Central Park when I get back.
Oh,
so I'm going
wonderful.
From musical to Shakespeare, bouncing all over the genres.
the Delacorte Theater?
No, not the Delacorte, but in Central Park with New York Classical Theater. It's a pretty amazing company.
Wow,
it is
exciting.
Indeed. I'm impressed.
So from the R&B land to broadswords.
Yeah.
But Broadway to broadswords and back.
Yeah.
And Nathan, did you choose this play? Was this your idea?
Well, no. ACT. Well, yes, but that's beside the point. ACT picks their schedule, and they came up to me. I had just gotten done directing Dial M for Murder last year for them, and it was my first directing gig in a very, very long time. But they asked me if I would direct The Underpants by Steve Martin for this season, and you know, I told them I would have to read the script inside. I'm going, hey, a Steve Martin play, woohoo! Because they're extremely fun. He's a wonderful writer. I like his writing better than any movies I've ever seen him do. He's so wonderfully intellectual, subversive, and zany all at the same time.
Oh, the Picasso play was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, Picasso Le Panagil is a wonderful play.
Yeah.
So I eventually said yes, and here we are.
There you are, I know. And you opened last week.
We opened last week at a full house, yay. And it's wonderful audience, wonderful crowd.
I hear it's pretty funny. I saw some people who had seen it, you know. And they said that somebody said they read the play and they went, oh, it's pretty good because it's kind of strange. It's like maybe if you don't care about the social convention that would make, you know, this outrage happen. But they say the players, the actors really, you know, make it really absurd and totally hilarious.
Well, the first time I read the play, it's like, oh, this is really good. And then you start reading a little more into it, and the actors bring out the themes of you know, sexuality and you know, repression and fame and how we deal with that. They bring it out so well.
This is actually why theater is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Plays never read as well.
No, they don't.
Including Shakespeare.
Well, in Carolina Change, you look on the page, you go, well, what is this? Like you said, civil rights, and we've got this kid, and we've got this maid. Mm-hmm. And then you go in there and see it, and, you know, the audiences have just been stunned, our preview audiences.
And you got a kid in the play.
We got a few kids in the play.
This is like the young Tony Kushner?
We've got a double cast, wonderful young men, Jimmy Lanier and Nathan Swan, are sharing the role of Thibodeau. That's what he wants to be. Noah Gelman. And then Caroline Thibodeau's young sons are also in the play. So I've got about three or four kids running around.
Wow. And it's kind of a new direction to have children in the leads in adult theater.
You know, they're amazing. We've got a young woman playing Caroline's daughter, and it's a major role. And this is her first production. Her name's Kristen Leffy, and she is stunning. She is it's been a treasure to watch someone who just walked into her first theater production just shine like a beacon.
That's
really
wonderful.
An amazing and powerful performance.
Well, and casting a musical is much more difficult than casting a play. And we've got this town full of wonderful actors.
Yeah.
But the combination
it's got to layer on the next level of skills, you know, the singing on top, and some movement. You know, Eric Hayden is our choreographer. Does an amazing job.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for. Fascinating, all this talk about direction and musicals and regular stage comedy plays. Our guests were Teresa Pond and Jamie Mablin, Carolina Change, which is at Cyrano's opening this weekend, and Nate Benson of The Underpants running at ACT. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. At Out North this weekend only, you can see Confessions of a Lazy Hmong Woman. This performance piece charts one woman's journey as she discovers the rules for being a good Hmong girl, how to balance being a feminist and having a relationship with a Hmong man. Showtimes are 7:30 Friday and Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. For tickets and info, call 279-3800 or go to outnorth.org.
And the Alaska Fine Arts Academy presents Honk, a witty new musical about being different and liking it. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and a Saturday matinee at 2. And the show runs through May the 15th at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River. For tickets and more information, go to akfinearts.org.
The Last Frontier Theater Conference is happening beginning May 16th through the 22nd. This event is taking place in Valdez, Alaska. For information, contact Dawson Moore at 834-1614 or go to www.pwscc.edu. And that is P as in Peter, W, S as in Sugar, C is in Charlie, C is in Charlie.edu.
Valley Performing Arts presents The Secret Garden at the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. This show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2, and it runs through May the 23rd. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go online to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
At Cyrano's, Carolina Change, a powerful musical set in Louisiana in 1963 with a book by Tony Kushner, runs May 7th through May 23rd. Showtimes are Wednesday through Saturday at 7 and Sundays at 3. And note that's Wednesdays, unlike the usual schedule. Tomorrow night's performance is a benefit for the Urban League. Call 276-1454. For other tickets and information to other performances, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Tonight is a preview with seats available. Also at Cyrano's tomorrow at 4 p.m., playwright and storyteller Jack Dalton's monthly conversation continues with Vic Fisher and Jane Anvik. No advance tickets are necessary.
And finally, Anchorage Community Theater presents their production of The Underpants, an adaptation of a play by Steve Martin. And this show runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 through May the 23rd at Anchorage Community Theater's Black Box Theater. For tickets and information, call 868-4913 or go to their website, which is www.actalaska.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at ksk.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.